Grace and peace from God, our Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. Christ is risen. The passage from Scripture that will guide our meditation was read in Spanish and Portuguese, and if you did not get confused enough, I'm going to preach on this. I will base today's meditation on that passage that is printed in your folders. Everyone who believes in him will not be put to shame. That was one of the first sentences I learned when I came to this country. What a shame. We use a different way of saying that in my own language. So what a shame was something that I heard from people around me. And I heard it from some parents when their children didn't behave exactly the way they wanted, and they were ashamed for the family. And I heard it from some teachers. What a shame, you got a B when we all know you have all the skills to get an A. Maybe you heard it from a pastor. Hopefully not too often. St. Paul, it's a little more sensitive when he uses the term shame. Without pointing to anyone in particular, he writes to the Ephesians that it is shameful even to speak of the things they do in secret. Shame is a very powerful word. I suspect we use the word shame quite loosely, not with the profound meaning that the world actually carries. We say, what a shame, I was late for my son's performance. I should have left home earlier. Shame is one of the strongest words in the Bible, I found. It is used a couple of hundred times, and most of the time, if not always, to convey a very strong message. Genesis 1, so we start from the beginning, okay? Genesis 1 and 2. There are two words or expressions to describe the wonderful world that God created. It was very good. And Adam and Eve were not ashamed. The word ashamed is in Scripture before the fall. It tells us that the world that God created was absolutely wonderful. How good, how pure everything created by God was. There was no shame in the garden. Genesis 3 describes a quite different world. A world that is not good anymore. A world that is infested by shame. Moses doesn't use the word shame or ashamed in chapter 3, but he explains how Adam and Eve felt. They discovered that to be naked was not good. They were exposed. They were disconcerted. They were in a what do we do now situation. Adam and Eve might have been near a fig tree. So they pick fig leaves to cover their nakedness. Bad choice. When you are disconcerted, you have a higher chance of making bad choices. During my childhood, my brother and I will go and pick fig pick figs from the two fig trees we had in our backyard. So we know. We learned that fig leaves are very harsh. Our hands, our legs, our arms, they will itch like hell. You can take a shower, you can use soap, it won't go away until the night. What were Adam and Eve thinking? Then God provided the right covering, the right clothes. This is what you do when you are ashamed. You are disconcerted. So you do whatever. But God provided the right covering, the right clothes, and this is the first sign that God is the only one who can cover our shame with the robes of righteousness. The Lord Jesus, who will skip the rest of the Old Testament. Yeah, we go to the Gospels. The Lord Jesus, who based his ministry and his teaching on his divine understanding of Scripture, of the Old Testament, uses the word ashamed in its most profound sense. For whoever is ashamed of me and my words, of him will the Son of Man be ashamed when he comes in his glory. This means that if the Lord is ashamed of me, I will not be wearing the right clothes to attend the wedding feast of the Lamb. I will be naked. I will be exposed and disconcerted. And there will be no use for the question, what do I do now? St. Paul, who also based his ministry and his teaching on a God-inspired understanding of the Septuagint, uses the word shame a few times, always in contradiction to the gospel. I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. In other words, because I believe in the gospel, I am not exposed. I am covered with the clothes of righteousness. No one can point to my nakedness to shame me. I am covered by God's righteousness. St. Paul also says, we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. And this means that now I am covered on the outside and on the inside. And now we come to this statement from St. Paul in Romans chapter 10. For the scripture says, everyone who believes in him will not be put to shame. Our shame was transferred to the Lord Jesus. For the Son of Man will be delivered over to the Gentiles and will be mocked and shamefully treated. Jesus was treated as one who disobeyed God and fell into sin and was expelled from paradise. He was stripped of his clothes. He was hanged naked on the cross. He was exposed, that we might be covered in God's love. Jesus did not shout from the cross, what do I do now? He was not disconcerted. He died in the assurance that he would rise again, as he certainly did. I want to leave you with two action items to put into practice as we go into these 2 days of multi-ethnic symposium, when we are going to reflect on shame and honor. The first one is, since we have been covered inside and out by the love of God, we need to be careful not to shame anyone. We need to be intentional in honoring our neighbor who was created in God's image. Second, what do we do when those who, because of our accent, our race, our ethnicity, our culture, our academic degrees or not academic degrees, our race, intend to manipulate us or put us down by shaming us? What do we do? Will we say, what do we do now? Or will we, who are covered by the grace of God, imitate Jesus, who is the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God? Jesus took the high way. For the scripture says, everyone who believes in him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. For the same Lord is Lord of all, bestowing his riches on all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Amen.